I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
God took ordinary dust that had no value, but what had no value, all of a sudden, something entered it. Is that true, sir? Dust has no what? Value. You look at dust. I mean, even dust, you clean them out of your shoes. Is that true? When your shoes dust, this thing is dirty. So dust has no value. Yet, God put His breath into a valueless thing, and all of a sudden, something that had no value became a living soul. What God is saying is simply, when his life steps into any marriage or family, no matter how valueless, shapeless, useless it may look like, that same family will experience a new beginning. That's why I know this convention, the same life of God will step into that marriage, into that family, and no matter how people thought you are useless, something great will come out in the name of Jesus. The life God gave to the statue, which is the dust, was simply His Spirit. And His Spirit is the Word. Is that clear, sir? So without the Word of God, what you have is what? A statue without life. So when a family does not have the Word of God, they will only have a family of statues. He said, there's no other foundation you can lay other than the one that has been laid by the one who instituted it. If you try to lay under that foundation, you will be useless, frustrated, confused. He said, no other foundation can any man lay other than the one God has laid. So the Word of God must be your foundation, what? Of your life, marriage, and family. Give God His right full place, and it will give you your place in life. He said, the Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalm 119:105. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. What do you value most in your family? Or in your marriage? The only true difference in people is in what they value most. So what do you value most? It will determine. Value the Word of God most. What do you value most? Because the Word of God is the compass of life. So the difference is simply the attention you give to the Word of God. That whatever God's Word says. Now, listen to this. If you want to be different, come to this final conclusion in life. Listen carefully. You know how you'll be different? That whatever God's Word says is your final authority. Yeah, this is how you'll be different. That anything God says, no matter how you feel, it becomes the final authority. You will never have a problem. Did you hear me at all? That is, anyhow you feel, anyhow you think, when God's word says a thing, make it your final word, you will never have a problem. Never. Never. The day you come to the truth and say, God's word rules me, that's all. Am I doing somewhere here? That is where the journey starts. Anything God says is what? Final. And that's where many of us don't like. So we keep having problems. Whatever he tells you to do, even you like it or not, get to a point where you say, God, anything you say is final. When God's word becomes the finality of your life, carnality is destroyed. Did you hear what I said? At that point, you're about to make what? Difference. Are you getting what I'm saying? You know, we don't. These days, we are too civilized. We're in a technology age, so we believe the Bible is outdated. Do you know, there are people who believe that this word of God is outdated. I hope you know that. There are people who have that kind of mentality. But this old book, it's too old. Let's talk about modern things. That they're having modern problems. The day you grow this book, you know that this book does not get old. This book does not what? Have you seen where God says, I'm outdated? Saying this book is outdated, you're simply saying God is outdated. And everybody that's kept this book aside, they are right now by the roadside. This book, ignore this book, you have problems. Take this book, you have peace. Make your choice. Number two, key that will make your marriage and family different, it is for help. It is what? Marriage is for what? For help. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, hear this. Genesis 2, 18. He said, and the Lord said, it is not good that a man should be what? I will make him an help meet for him. You must understand that marriage is meant to create help and not hurt. Marriage is not to make life worse but better. Yeah, this. Every time we say helper, people think it's only one side, that the woman is to help the man. Husbands and wives are meant to be helpers in all areas. In all what? In life. They are supposed to be helpers in all areas in life. Spiritually, socially, physically, and otherwise. You have to help each other spiritually, socially, physically, and otherwise. Do you understand now? Spiritually, if somebody is weak, help him to grow. Some women became born again before their husbands. Is that true? You help the man when he becomes born again to grow. You don't just leave him like that. If your wife is weak, you help her to grow spiritually. Am I communicating with you? That's a help. It's not talking about help, just only money. No. Spiritually, you help the other person to also grow. Are you getting what I'm saying? You have attended Bible school and you grew. You call the person to attend Bible school to grow. Socially, also. There are some of you who are guy women before you marry local men. The man does not know how to dress. You help him socially. Is that true? This man puts red tie, blue shirt, stockings, black and red. No. You help him socially. So you don't say you don't even know how to dress. No. You go buy the stockings for him. He said, honey, give me money. Even if he doesn't give you, take money, buy one stockings. And when you come, if he wears a black shoe and puts on white, and some people now as I wore, they wear black shoe, white stockings, and then this. You don't go and buy black stockings and put by the shoe. He said, which shoe are you going to wear today? He said, black. You put the black. You have given him a message that don't wear white stockings with black shoe. you help him socially. You are going for occasion and he doesn't even know how to hold the fake from knife. He says, sweetheart, when you go, you hold this on the left and hold this on the right. Maybe all his life, he made first class, but had never been involved with and they gave him commissioner for something. And then first day, he went straight to eat at the presidency. And he said, don't do like that. Look at the man before you eat. But I just leave him like that. They say, this husband is disgracing me. No. That's why God brought you to help him. Also to the man and your wife. She doesn't know how to dress. Help her to dress. Socially. Because socially they are having problems. Am I talking to someone here? She doesn't know how to do facial. Go and do facial for her. Clean her face. Tell her, no. When you are 20, it's different. Now, tap your face a little. You get what I'm saying? Say, take this cream and touch your face, and then all the wrinkles will be off. He said, I don't even know my wife, the way she's like, you're getting old. Help her socially. Are you hearing what I'm talking? I've seen men who dress like a Jasco. Where you see some people dress, you say whether the wife was not in the house when he came out. And the wife is complaining. Why are you complaining? That's why God brought you to his life, to help him. You see a man just come up. In his life, he has never dressed well. Throughout school, there was no money, so all he was wearing jeans and t-shirt. And for the first time, he's now a graduate, and they gave him a good job, and he's to put on suit. Doesn't even know how to knot the tie. Till today, there are people who don't know how to knot tie. Hope you know that. They knot their ties and hang for them. They just knot and hang anywhere. So if you don't know how to knot tie, you help him. Say, you, knot all the ties. You're going to knot all and hang for him. And say, anytime you want to go, put this on. You pull it off, I put it on. Say, don't wear this with this. In the house, you tell him. The man say, this man is a good woman. The man too, the same way. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So God made it for help. For what? For help. It's not for punishment. But hear this. One major area spouses find it different, difficult to be helpers, you won't believe, to one another is the area of finance.
David Ibiomi will be right back.
Every day improve your life. Every day. The more you improve your life, the more you become stronger.
New release by your best-selling author, David Ibiomi. The Power of Small Beginning. Miracle Hands. Living Without Financial Pressure. The Prosperous Family. How to Hear from God. How Faith Works. Unlimited Success. Recovering Your Inheritance. Releasing Your Destiny. Keys to Impactful Living. Created for Distinction. And lots more. You will discover the plan and purpose of God for your life, family, finances, relationship, businesses and career as you go through the pages of these books. To get a copy of any of these books and all the materials by David Ibiomi, you could visit any leading bookstore worldwide, call the numbers displayed on your screen, or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Is it a what? People don't want to go that area. Can I tell it true? You know what God said? You know, that's why we're teaching family with a difference. He said you cannot serve God and mammon. So you can't serve God and mammon. If you're serving God, agree with this word. Otherwise, you have problems. Matthew 6:24. Mammon is money. It's what? Now, get it clear. If somebody, your spouse, has a financial problem, don't pretend as if you are not seeing it. That's where you help us. Yeah, I mean, this is the truth. In the day you ignore it, you may not get rich. I know covenant principles. It's your husband, she's your wife. When it comes to help, there are people, the wife will be crying. The man has his money. He will do as if he has no money. You see that the wife needs it. He said, be a helper. Your wife knew you are more blessed. Why are you holding the money as if you are Lie. Then why did you marry the person? Can I humble you? It's more with women. When women have money and the man has no money, you will know a true woman that loves her husband when a time comes she has money he does not have. That's when you know a woman who loves her husband. She will cover him. But when a woman wants to, Namio, I'm the one doing everything in the house. If I don't pay school fees, he can't pay. You don't say that. God brought to help him. Cover him that time. Tomorrow when he gets money, you'll still enjoy it. Don't talk as if there's a language that must not be used. Believers, my house, my car. He said, there's not a my, it's two of you. There's not like, change language in marriage. You can say that as a single. The moment you marry, I should leave your vocabulary. That is my car. If a woman, you build a house, don't say my house. An insult to say my house. Say our house. Don't make your husband look like a baby and then tell everybody in the world that you build a house. No way. That is childish. You do that as a sinner, but as a believer, you say, that is our house. They know you built it, but you say, that is our house, not my house. No way. It's not the Bible. Two of you are one. So when you're talking, say, our house. Change your language. Change your vocabulary. Stop using I. When you are married, I is the language of Satan. Our car, our house, our property, our, begin to see we are living in our house. Not I, you know, my husband is living in my house. Is it not heavy in your mouth? It's not heavy in your mouth. You have to help each other. When your wife is needing money, don't do as if you don't know. Put your hand. Don't wait for her to ask. Just put your hand and say, sweetheart, check my wardrobe. There's something for you. Just check there. There's something. That's why you have to help her. You have to what? You are seeing your in-laws have brought in your wife. Don't wait for her to beg you. You have been blessed. Give her surplus so she can also give to her in-laws. To her in-laws. Because your sisters, their sisters and brothers will come and say, you marry a big man. So you send your hand and say, take. Now she scattered to them. But now you pretend as if you don't know. What help is that? Okay. Did I tell you anything? I told something from the beginning that you have to change. That's why we are preaching this message. If you know too much, none of us would have had a word. Now, but hear this. So why money in help is this? Some people's choice of whom they marry is even based on money and material things. That's why these problems are coming. Because this is why they marry the man, is because of money. That's why we're having these problems. Now, young ladies, hear this. Some young ladies refuse suitors in spite of the inner witness of the Holy Ghost telling them, that man is your husband. Because they feel the man has no car now and no houses now. They know that that's the husband. They know because they're children of God. But because they say, does he have car? You will not be deceived after this conversion. In the name of Jesus. The moment the Holy Ghost gives you a signal, it means that man has a future. Please, once the Holy Ghost gives you a go ahead, because you're a child of God, you will know that person has a future. Stop going for material things first. Today now I have money. Everybody will say I want to. But there was a time there was no money. So you can imagine if she never agreed to marry me that time. Will she be seeing the money now? The man you are despising today might be the next president tomorrow. I didn't say you should just marry anyhow. Make sure you are led by the Spirit. Make sure you are led by the Spirit. Don't say that the Papa says so. You got to marry one man that has no future. You have the Spirit of what? To design when a man has a future. Are you getting upset now? You know. You know when a man has a future, you know. I see some young men, I say, this man has a future. And I see some, you know, they have no vision. So this man is full of confusion. But you have, once you see a man going somewhere, you will know. Number three. I dwell on number two very well. Okay, we'll come to it more. Are you blessed? Okay. People like this topic. Number three, to be different, be transparent. Be what? Be transparent. That is, be open. If your family must be different, be what? Transparent. Be open. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 25, the Bible says, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now hear this. For your family to be different, you must ensure you live a life of transparency. Live a life of what? Transparency in every area. Every what? Not transparency in one area and the other side you cover. Transparency in every area. So you won't see shame. Transparency in every area. And shame will not be your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell someone, be transparent in your dealings with your wife, with your husband, and with your children. We are talking about family here. There are parents who are not transparent with even their children. They tell their children different stories. If you have a child, tell your wife, my wife, I have a child. Be transparent. There's no point. If you had a child, the day you die, the child will come out. Tell your wife, you can't kill me. I think you love me. Sweetheart, you love me? I have a child. She'll just say, true. I say, yes, so, you know, two of us, we are not born again. We are Ogbologbos. So, as Ogbologbo that time, I have a child. Now I'm born again. Sit down. I can't hide it from you. That time I was moving like that. I knocked down one boy, one girl. So my wife, you can't kill me now. I was not born again. So what do you expect a sinner? She would just look at you and say, true. He said, I want to tell you because now if any man be in Christ, a new creature, old things have passed away. If you see any boy and any girl, one is 18, one is 20, don't bother. I dropped them as a sinner, but now I'm born again. Will you throw me away at this our age? We're already old, so take it like that. Your wife would just look at you and laugh. It's better you tell her than for her to investigate, to thinking she has only five, only for her to know you have seven. The day she discovered it herself, she won't like you again. She won't trust you anymore. So in order not to betray the trust, tell her. Even if you want to marry, if you have a child, tell the man. Say, look, if he loves you, he will not bother. But don't tell him, I never born. Tell him I have one. Do you still love me? You see, if he loves you, he loves you. But if he doesn't love you, if you like, don't burn anyone, he doesn't still love you. Forget that. There are men, whether you have one or you don't have one, they still don't love you. Amen. So be transparent.
Coming up on this series.
If you look at Genesis 2:15, it talks about diligence. Talk about what? He said to the man, till the garden, walk. That means physical work. Walk. That's physical work. But in verse 19, it's not just work, it's brain work. He said, Adam, I want to tax your brain. I want to see whether you're matured enough. Now, these things I've created, tax your brain to name them. I am not going to name them. I want to see your level of maturity. I want to see how productive you are in your mental system. Name these creatures. That is a manager. Different from a laborer. Verse 15, laborer. Verse 19, manager.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage? health, business, and career. Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org. Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234 703 897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.